Hi, this is Ron, and I'm back with episode 61 of Ron's Update / Lost Trail Runner. Hope you enjoy it. How you doing today? In episode 60, I believe I mentioned that I was going to do the Atlanta Track Club Decatur DeKalb 4-mile race on Saturday, and I did do that race. I feel like I have semi-redeemed myself for Peachtree. Last year, I did the Decatur DeKalb Y 4-miler, and I did it in 37:21 and averaged a 9:20 pace. And this year, I ran it in 37:10. An average 9:10 pace, so I ran it 11 seconds faster. So it was a minor victory, but any victory's worth it when you're getting a year older. So I had said that I was just going to run it as a training race, and if I felt good, I'd run faster. And what happened is last Saturday morning when I got up, it was overcast, and the temperature was about 67 degrees and breezy. And I went down to the Y, got ready for the race, and it started misting a little bit before the race. It quit during the race. I mean, it wasn't misting during the race. It was just cool, comfortable, not humid. I just ran a little faster. I mean, I don't know that I intentionally ran faster. I did use some strategies. I wasn't using my Gym Boss timer. I had forgot to bring it with me. And what I did is I ran the first mile down Ponce de Leon and going towards Atlanta in Decatur. And then you turn left. That was a right turn, dummy. There is no way to turn left at that intersection. And head towards the Fernbank Science Center and Fernbank Elementary School. And you're going kind of an uphill. And I walked for about 30 seconds right there and then took off again. And then I ran until probably, I'd have to say, maybe halfway into the third mile of the race and starting to go uphill. And I had the threshold on my heart rate monitor set at 142. I normally change it for a race and put it up at 154. But I decided, well, I didn't decide. I just forgot and didn't change it. And when I started going uphill in that third mile, it went up above 142, probably into 149 territory. And I went, I think I'll walk. And so I walked another 30 seconds. And then I took off again and finished the hill and ran to pass the 3-mile mark. And somewhere in the fourth mile, I walked for 30 seconds. So I wasn't doing any kind of run, walk, you know, run 2 minutes, walk 30 seconds. I just took a 30-second break in the start of the second mile, probably the middle of the third mile, and then the last one was actually in the fourth mile somewhere. And it worked out well because I actually ended up running the race faster than I did last year. Now, my age group place wasn't as good. Last year, I came in sixth. This year, I came in 10th. Of course, I'm at the top of my age group, and a whole lot of people have come in at the bottom. So that's one of the reasons that I'm farther down in my age group. I'm peaked out. I'm getting ready to go into another age group this coming year. So that's what happened in that race, and I didn't know I ran faster until I went on Athlinks and was looking at results, and I noticed that last year's results were slower than this year. And then I started feeling good about the race. You know, I really didn't think one way or the other about it when I finished it. I just knew I'd done it in 37:10. And when I found the results in the Athlinks, I said, "Wow, I'm a year older and I ran 11 seconds faster. This is great. I'm making progress." So I think this is the first race this year that I ran faster than I did last year. So that's why I say I've semi-redeemed myself from my Peachtree finish. I think a lot of it had to do with the weather, actually, come right down to it. The humidity wasn't high. The temperature was low. It was great. So, and after the race, I went with a couple of friends to Chick-fil-A, and we had breakfast and talked about our adventures back when we worked for AT&T and ran on the AT&T running team, some of the lake-to-lake relay stuff and various things that we participated in, and had a good little semi-reunion. There were quite a few people at the race last Saturday that had been on the AT&T team back in the 80s. 1980s, not 1880s, okay? And what else can I tell you about this week? Right now, I think I'm into, this is Wednesday. Sunday, I rode my turbo trainer, I think. Or was that the day I ran? I don't know. It's all fuzzy. I know I rode my bike 2 days, my turbo trainer one day, for 8 miles, and then the next day I rode my trek outside, and I got in. Well, let me see. I'm trying to figure out. Bear with me. I'm just talking to myself here. Anyway, I rode my trek outside 2 days this week. One day I rode it like 9.6 miles. The second day I rode it 10.85 miles, and somewhere in that mess, I also rode my bike trainer 8 miles. So I've actually ridden my bike more this week than I've run. But this afternoon, I'm planning on running because I skipped yesterday, which is a run day, and I didn't run, and I should have. Today's a bike day, so what I think I'm going to do is run and then ride my bike trainer tonight to break even on this thing. And then tomorrow is supposed to be a run day again. So anyway, that's it for what I've been doing. I know this particular podcast is a jumbled up mess, but I'll put it out to you anyway and listen to it if you want to. Of course, I'm telling you this at the end, right? Instead of the front. So by the time you get this part of it, it's too late, right? Okay, so I'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.